There's a new political force center stage in India these days. The cow. The cow has always been holy to millions of Hindus, but it's still a placid animal. These days, it's become a sort of political battering ram. In the name of protecting cows, gau rakshaks or cow vigilantes have been beating those they accuse of trafficking in cows. In April in Alwar in Rajasthan, a group of cow vigilantes filmed themselves attacking some trucks. Those videos are uploaded to social media as a sort of warning to others. A 55-year-old Muslim man named Pehlu Khan was beaten. He died later. It turned out he was a dairy farmer. His son tells the BBC that the crowd threatened to set them on fire. The cow has become more than an object of reverence. It has become a quick way to flex majoritarian political muscle. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The holiness of the cow is not new, neither are vigilantes. Last year in a town hall, Prime Minister Narendra Modi blasted those who were anti-socials by day and cow vigilantes by night.
सबसे ज्यादा गायें कत्ल के कारण मरती नहीं है, प्लास्टिक खाने से मरती है.
If they are true protectors, they should realize that most cows die because of eating plastic, not slaughter, said the Prime Minister. They should stop cows from eating plastic. Less than a year later, the Alwar lynching happened. Mr. Modi's Minister for Minority Affairs was asked about it in Parliament. He said no such incident has happened on the ground the way the incident is being presented. Another politician retorted in outrage that even the New York Times had reported about it.
I am extremely sorry that the minister is so ill-informed that even the New York Times has written today. Hindu cow vigilance in India beat Muslim to death. Even the New York Times knows and the minister does not know.
The chief minister of the state where the lynching happened tweeted her condolences for the attack on Sweden, almost 3,500 miles away. She said not a word about Alwar, just 95 miles away. In the state of Chhattisgarh, the chief minister has boasted he will hang those who kill cows in his state. In Uttar Pradesh, the government is cracking down on slaughterhouses without licenses, but it's had a chilling effect on the whole meat processing business, which employs many Muslims. In the state of Gujarat, the government passed a bill that proposed a life sentence for those found guilty of cow slaughter. The chief minister would like the whole state to become vegetarian. He wants to do it in the name of Gandhi and non-violence. Ironically, Gandhi once said, "I have been long pledged to serve the cow. But how can my religion also be the religion of the rest of Indians? I would not kill a human being for the protection of a cow, as I will not kill a cow for saving a human life, be it ever so precious." This is less about cows, who have no votes, than about consolidating the Hindu majority, especially those who feel that in the name of secularism, Indian politicians have pandered to minorities on all kinds of issues. That majoritarianism is now riding on the back of the cow, even as India remains the world's top exporter of beef, which includes buffalo meat, fetching India as much as $4.8 billion in 2014. But India is a diverse country. In the hilly states of the Northeast, beef is commonly eaten. The same party which wants a ban on cow slaughter in northern India promises to allow beef in the Northeast. A Muslim leader quips at the hypocrisy of a political party for whom in one state the cow is mummy and in another it's yummy.
Uttar Pradesh mein gaay mummy hai aur Northeast mein yummy hai.
Some Indian political observers have said the current cow politics suggest that the life of a cow is worth more than the life of some Indians. But in reality, even the life of a cow is not worth that much, even to those who are up in arms about its welfare. Rajasthan, the state where the dairy farmer was lynched, remains the only state in India with a ministry for cow welfare. Yet, some 500 cows died a grisly death in the state-run cow shelter there, buried in their own dung and muck. If the cow vigilantes were truly vigilant about cow welfare, they would be talking a lot more about death by plastic rather than death by traffickers. But there's no glory in lynching a plastic bag and putting that video up on social media. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.